So, Casey,
no, I'm pretty sure it's not.
I heard that you might have had a keyboard flaw on your new MacBook Adorable that has this wonderful keyboard that everyone loves so much that definitely doesn't have constant flaws for almost everybody.
No. That's fake news.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, so my beloved MacBook Adorable apparently got an infinitesimally small piece of dust under the numeral 4 key. And because of that, it was mushy for days until I finally had the time to go to Target and buy myself compressed air, which is something I haven't bought in probably 5, maybe 10 years, and then take the compressed air to my MacBook and blow out the infinitesimally small piece of dust. And then subsequent to that, it took me a few hours to realize I had not really removed the dust, but simply relocated it to under the caps lock key, which I don't generally use, but I happened to use a few hours later and was like, oh, well, that's mushy and gross. I guess I know where that dust went. And then I had to take the compressed air again to the caps lock key in order to blow it out again. And now I think my keyboard is fully functioning once more. But yeah, very frustrating because the difference between the regularly functioning keys and a key that has just an iota of dust under it is night and day. It is disgusting to use a key that has dust under it because it feels mushy and gross and terrible. So I still love my MacBook Adorable. I still do recommend it, especially as like an accessory Mac. But the tolerance for dust and debris on this thing is approaching zero, which is really unfortunate.
It's like the opposite of that Panasonic Toughbook. Remember that?
I do.
The yellow thing.
Laptop. Yeah, the laptop meant to work in all sorts of environments. Maybe you should get one of those like glass boxes with the little holes with the gloves in them that the scientists use when they're working with hazardous materials. Just put the MacBook Adorable inside the box. And when you want to use it, just put your hands into those gloves.
I hear you. So, yeah, so that was sad times.
I'm about to get one of these at work, by the way. I'm about to get a 2017 MacBook Pro at work. I'll let you know if and when my keyboard... I think my keyboard will be fine because I plan to never touch it. I plan to keep the thing closed and use it hooked up to a monitor and just use it as, like, a three times more powerful version of my Mac Pro that I have at work now, hooked up to the very same monitor, mouse, and keyboard. But we'll see.
You say that, but as Marco and I were just recounting an episode or two ago, clamshell mode is the worst.
I'll leave it cracked, but the point is I'm gonna not use that keyboard if I can help it.
Yeah,
I'm
obviously always tempted to launch another rant about how this keyboard is awful to be on all the computers, but it makes some sense for this awful keyboard to be on that computer. Like the one you have, Casey, not the one John's getting and the one that I have. But it makes sense. The MacBook Adorable 1 12-inch, whatever we're calling it, is super, super small and thin at all other costs. That is what that computer is for. So I honestly can't complain that much that they put this incredibly controversial, unreliable keyboard in that model.
Well, you can complain about the reliability. Like, it's fine to make it super slim and compromise and everything, but reliability, no matter what you do, that should be the one thing. Like, the job of the keyboard is when you press the key, it makes a letter on your screen, right? So it can't... We shouldn't be accepting this big of a downgrade in expected reliability, because every keyboard goes bad eventually. I've broken a bunch of the flat aluminum ones, but they last for years before something goes wrong. And I mean, it could be whatever the thing is, not confirmation bias, but you know, where you're hyper aware of people telling you tales of woe about their keyboards. But boy, we've heard a lot of them from people who have this keyboard, and it just seems like a big change in reliability, in keyboard reliability. I'm you know, all laptop keyboards are gonna, you know, go crappy eventually probably, but within the first several months, to have a key stop working to the point where it affects, it's not like, oh, it feels weird when I type, like to the point where it doesn't make the letter on the screen, that's just not acceptable, even for the slim one.
That's true. Yeah. Because it's like, again, this is a problem that we didn't used to have. And or like, you know, if you had a laptop that had a key break or die on it, it was maybe after like 5 years or after you had abused it or dropped a whole bunch of crap in it. And so that's one thing that's probably unavoidable. But to have laptops where now this keyboard is on the entire line of laptops, and that entire line of laptops has significant reliability problems with the primary interface method That is a big problem. That is a massive design flaw that shouldn't have shipped the first time, let alone the second and, in the case of the 12-inch, third times. So I really, you know, remember that Reddit thread that was a couple months ago that was allegedly from some manufacturing insider that was spilling details about who knows what about Apple? One of the things it said in there was that there's going to be a new key switch mechanism for the 2018 MacBook Pro revision that allegedly it's going to be similar in thickness and travel, but it's going to be like magnetic or something. There's going to be some kind of significant key switch change. I hope that is, you know, I hope something like that is going to happen. I hope Apple sees the way we do that. You know, we can't convince them to make this keyboard thicker to make it feel better. That's never going to happen. So I'll take what we can get. Let's just make this. If we're going to have this super thin keyboard that sacrifices the key travel for Johnny Ive's thin world, at least make it work reliably. Like, there is no way in 2017 and 2018 we should not have unreliable laptop keyboards on brand new $2,000 and up laptops. That is completely unacceptable and ridiculous in this day and age.
How to clean the keyboard of your MacBook or MacBook Pro. If your MacBook 2015 and later or MacBook Pro 2016 and later has an unresponsive key or a key that feels different than the other keys when you press it, follow these steps to clean the keyboard with compressed air. Number one, hold your Mac notebook at a 75 degree angle so it's not quite vertical. That's 75, kids, not 80.
We covered
not
this exact 70. Article on this show.
It's
you were
so
there.
So preposterous. I cannot believe that this is a thing. Number two, use compressed air to spray the keyboard or just the affected keys in a left to right motion. Number three, rotate your Mac notebook so it's right side and so it's right side. That's not even a full sentence. Rotate your Mac keyboard so it's to its right side. I can't read. My apologies. To its right side.
Apple
and spray the keyboard again. And spray the keyboard again from left to right. Number four, repeat the action this time with your Mac notebook rotated to its left side. This is asinine that this is a thing. Now, to be fair, my keyboard still worked. It just felt like garbage. Or one key felt like garbage. And by and large, I actually do still very much like this keyboard. I know, Marco, you don't, and that's fine. But in general, when it's working, I really like this keyboard. Similarly, when my car's valve train hasn't exploded, it's a very nice car. But yeah, it's just frustrating. It's very frustrating that I have had this computer for 2 and change months, and I'm already having to take restorative action to get the keyboard to work again.
Right. It's like, and again, like, and I've resigned myself to this new thin key switch thing that feels to me crappy. But I've resigned myself to that. I've been constantly reducing my expectations. Fine, I'll carry a dongle bag. Fine, I'll pay a little bit more. Fine, I'll have this touch bar on the big ones that I really don't like. At least make it reliable. Like, just make it work reliably. If you're going to make me swallow all of these other jagged, bitter pills, at least make the thing reliable. That's all. Like, I'm not asking for much here. I've reduced my expectations and given up on every other battle on these laptops. Just give me that.